95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
No, it's Kevin and Donald the Duck.
Huh?
Donald Duck. That's my name from now on. You will call me that. You'll Sir Donald Duck.
Please. Is that the keyword?
Yeah, that's the keyword.
Okay.
Sometime between now and 4. So not right this second, though.
We'll tell you when to call, and when we do,
yeah.
Caller 25 and know that...
Donald Duck.
Know the keyword. Donald
know my
Duck.
Name. Hey, who's coming in today?
Michael Schneider.
Love him.
Variety
He's
same.
Awesome.
Agreed.
Brought a mic.
He is coming in. We're going to talk about all things... entertainment.
I don't know what he's going to talk into. We just broke the mic in here, but hey, whatever.
Yeah, we did.
The little guest mic is broken.
Yeah, listen, you taped that up pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
It'll be fine.
Duct tape fixes everything.
Talking about TV shows and the SAG after strike and a lot
Timely.
Of questions around
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
People are dumb on
Back.
The way.
Yep.
Strange-ish fetishes.
Ooh, that's nasty.
It's not as nasty, I don't think.
Okay.
But we're going to take some calls if you have a strange-ish.
You have a list
fetish.
Of something you have a fetish site you love. Let's just be honest.
What?
No, but you have a list of weird things people get up to.
Yes,
right?
Agreed. Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Give me five songs in a row with a theme at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, someone suggested this the other day. I thought it was a great one. Songs that are played on 12 strings. So 12 string guitar songs.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's some lovely music today.
I don't think I would know that without searching.
Offhand, not a chance.
Yeah.
I have zero musical talent. I just love music, but
right.
I can't play it, so I don't know anything about the instruments really.
And one American dollar. On the way, plus Disney tickets. We just mentioned that.
Yeah.
You get 4 tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion.
Yeah.
Not now, but we'll tell you when to call on 95.5 KLOS.
Aaron Jones is who that is from his new album, Chronicles of the Kid, and Loudwire likes it. It's actually doing really well for him, which is awesome.
It's a good album.
Yeah, really? You were listening to it yesterday.
Yeah, it's a good
day.
Album. Yeah.
Loudwire says Chronicles of the Kid is saturated in a kind of raw and courageous truth. Would you say
I wouldn't
that
say
too?
It that way, but it sounds really pretty.
Nice. Blood in the Water is what that is, Aaron Jones.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon on KLOS, and I like to find these stories because I do a lot of stupid things.
I guess we all do. You know, if you're going to be really honest.
It sort of makes me feel better about myself.
Because these are really stupid
when
things.
When I find people that are dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Some people needed to get high.
I know that feeling.
That's all you need to know.
Okay.
A brazen attempt to break into a local pot shop.
And now Springs police are looking for up to 4 teenagers who they say smashed a stolen van right into the front of Native Roots. It's off Austin Bluffs. They ran off with t-shirts and what they thought was marijuana.
You know, I'm really shocked that hasn't happened more often. When they first started opening, I'm like, well, these are going to be... So they drove a van
drove
into the
van
front window?
Into the front, yes.
Woo!
Turns out it was just oregano.
11 News reporter Jenna Mitta is live at that shop right now. Jenna, this store locks up its product every single night.
Product is what we used to call
product.
It all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, you got any product
got
on
product.
You? Yeah. Arenago. Completely say it.
Oregano.
I mean, so,
you know,
nobody ever sold
that?
Any of that to anybody.
Do you think they're trying to smoke it right
I'm
now?
I'm sure they are.
Well, I don't feel anything. Give me
no, I'm
hit.
Really high.
Don, Diane, yeah, and there's actually 4 levels of security before you can even get to the marijuana. You have to go through 2 locked glass doors, and you can see the suspects just smash right on through those early this morning, leaving quite a bit of damage. Then once you're inside, there's a 3rd locked door, and behind that, a locked safe where the employees put the product every night. But they do leave displays of oregano on the counters.
Why?
Hilarious.
Why would they leave displays? Probably for this exact thing.
She said,
what's
yeah,
the point
they,
otherwise?
They like roll joints, but they do it with oregano. And it makes it look good, I guess.
Or maybe they show you how to do it or something. People are, if you've been in standing behind a long, every time I go into almost any dispensary, except my favorite one that happens to be in Van Nuys, all these questions, hey, I've never done it before. What do you recommend? How do you, oh my God.
We're like, stop it.
How do you roll a joint? Just give me that, and that, and I'm out.
Not everybody's as experienced as you, Sluggo.
I've had a lot of oregano in my time.
Michael Schneider now joins us in the studio.
How are you, sir?
Variety head TV critic, and as of last night at midnight, is now on vacation.
Oh, nice. Wait, you just got back from Japan and the Philippines.
Yeah, so I guess I'll go back. Nothing going. This is actually the busiest time for me now that there's just so much going on in terms of news.
Yes,
so,
that's true.
No kidding.
Let's talk about the SAG strike and the writer's strike.
Yeah.
Both. The writers have been on striking for 10 weeks.
Since May 1st, yeah.
And is their complaint valid?
I mean, they have very strong arguments in terms of the business has changed. The same, it's very similar arguments between both the writers and the actors in that we're in a streaming age now and compensation hasn't kept up with it.
So at all, right? I mean, not even close.
Residuals, the way people are paid, just in general, people aren't making as much as they used to, and then throw inflation on top of that too.
Sure.
So there's just a lot of frustration among both writers and stars. And then there's this question of AI, artificial intelligence, and what's it going to mean for both writers and actors, and how does it impact their job? And there are serious concerns going forward that it could have a great chilling effect on everyone's jobs, and so people want to put parameters in place now so AI isn't abused later on.
Do you think that it helps that they're both on strike at the same time? Will it rapidly wrap up?
Yeah, I mean, now that the town was mostly shut down, now it'll be completely shut down. I think there will be more of an urgency, and there will by next month be a question of, okay, how long is this going to last? What is this going to mean going into 2024 for programming? Because even though the streamers have a stockpile of content that will keep them in pretty good shape through the end of the year, eventually the cupboard's going to be dry, right. And there aren't going to be any new shows out there.
And then it's going to take a long time to catch back up to speed.
Exactly. Yeah. So, at some point, this is not sustainable. Right. So they're going to have to sit down and iron things out eventually.
I mean, I saw that they're basically just saying, we'll just wait them out and we'll starve them out. And at this point,
Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah. That was the headline in Deadline. Was that clickbait or was it real?
I don't know who this anonymous source was, but I would be a little leery of quotes like that. I think things are really, really heightened right now, and people are emotions are high, rhetoric is high, so you just need to be careful with when you see something like that.
Right. And I also have to say that the concern about AI is interesting, and I think it will be a problem later on. But do you remember when Keith, the program director here at KLOS, brought in a promo that had been written by AI? Recently for us. And here's what it says. Get ready to wind down and unwind with the Kevin and Sluggo Afternoon Show. Join the hilarious duo as they bring you the perfect mix of music, entertainment, and fun. I mean, what?
That's
crap
all true.
Is that?
Listen, when when I tune in, it is a hilarious duo. I got to say, I love always tuning in before I come in here because immediately I know magic is going to happen. So literally 15 minutes ago, I'm tuning in, and of course, Red Hot Chili Peppers are playing because that's what you do.
Wait, it's the first time we've ever played them.
That's what we do.
It's a new band.
And then you guys completely missed this. Kevin comes on. He's like, it's Kevin's Sluggo.
I wanted to say bean. I slurred that.
But Kevin's and Sluggo.
There's multiples of me. You don't know.
AI can't keep up with that kind of quality.
No, AI would be too good.
Yes,
that's
exactly
the problem. You don't want the slickness of AI. You want the crap of real people. So that's why I'm not worried about you two losing your jobs.
All right. Tell us about the actor's concern about AI.
Yeah, well, that obviously the big concern is, with the magic of technology now, you could, replicate someone's look, their sound. There was a concern today at the press conference that they just held at SAG-AFTRA, where one of the concerns was you could take, say, a background actor, take their likeness, pay them for one day, and then reuse that likeness over and over again.
Right.
And so if you're an actor and suddenly you're only being paid once for that, and then your likeness is in perpetuity owned by a studio or production company, you got to be concerned about that.
Clearly a future strike fight.
That is crazy.
I mean, clearly that's going to have to be dealt with later on down the line.
Yeah. And again, a caveat, I don't know how real that is,
right,
and who's sort of pushing for that, but these are concerns that if you don't sort of address them now, then they potentially could become an issue down the line.
I knew someone who was doing some of the special effects for The Walking Dead, and he was like, we can take your faces and put them on the zombies in the show, and all we need is like some pictures and whatever. And that was, how long ago? 8 years ago? So if that was doable then, and, clearly this should be something that's going to happen down the line as well.
Yeah, and you already see, Harrison Ford obviously allowed his image to be aged down for the new Indiana Jones movie, and it's already being used, right now properly, but there are concerns down the line that, if you give up too much, then you're sort of shut out, and then maybe you're not being compensated anymore for that.
Right.
Right. And so you have to address these kind of things now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How do you think that's going to end up? I mean, it has to be that the actors own their own image, right?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly feel like it eventually they'll figure out a common ground on AI, because I think AI scares everyone.
Yeah, it should.
On both sides.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually we're going to be owned by AI. So.
We welcome our new overlord, by the way.
We all need to sort of put,
just so they know,
put some sort of language and guardrails in place. So I got to believe that eventually that will be figured out, like everything else. Right. I mean, we're not going to be striking for 3 years.
Right.
Are we going to be striking through the end of the year, like 6 months or whatever?
The feeling now is by fall. Hopefully, there'll be some sort of resolution. But all signs point to this will last quite a bit longer, because right now everyone is so far apart and the emotions are really high right now. And I feel like this will be longer than people are expecting.
Oh, it's kind of a bummer. What are you going to do for a job?
Yeah.
You're a TV critic.
Well, I'm a writer. I'm a TV editor, so I write about all this news. There's a lot of news happening, because when there's a strike, that impacts everything. And you're going to see over the coming weeks, the studios will likely cancel a lot of their overall deals. It's called force majeure, which means when there's a quote-unquote act of God, they have it written into their contracts where they can really clear the deck.
Oh, so they can get out of all those...
Potentially.
Interesting.
Potentially. Act of God is more like the Hindenburg, though, isn't it? Not like not paying people fairly. That seems like reaching a little to me. I can see them doing it, but it seems like that's reaching a little.
I mean, that's probably what will happen next is, you know, these companies now are looking to sort of, you know, the bottom line things.
Right.
Because, again, they're all answering. Ironically, one of the big issues here is because they are answering to Wall Street, and so many decisions now are being made by just the bottom line as opposed to creatively.
Right.
That you know, that's one of the problems.
That's the worst thing for art.
Yes, it is.
And right now, these companies are looking and saying, you know, with no productions going on, and there's an opportunity to perhaps cancel some deals, that they may do that in order to really clear their budget lines.
Right.
And look good to Wall Street. So that's something else to look toward in the coming weeks.
As the months go on, is Wall Street going to force them to make a deal and start again? Because they're going to go down without product.
Eventually, if they're not bringing in any new revenue, then that'll be an issue. But at first, Wall Street will probably reward them for not spending any money. So, yeah, we'll see about that.
Sons of bitches. Michael Snyder is in the studio with us. We're going to talk about new or exciting TV shows that exist that you might like, you want to check out.
Including cooking shows that Kevin can't wait to talk
Kevin
about.
Kevin loves cooking shows.
I do hate them, unnaturally.
Brother Mike, would you like to back announce that last record on KLOS Radio?
Hey, it's Back in Black right here, ACTC on the flame-throwing hot KLOS 95.5 FM, LA's place to rock. It's a two for Thursday.
Well done. Well done indeed. All right, so we're not going to have new shows for a while. Except for the ones that are in the...
There's still a lot in the can.
Yeah. So tell us what we can look forward to coming up, or is it going to be all game shows all the time?
Well, there are going to be a lot of game shows, a lot of reality shows. Big Brother is celebrating its 25th anniversary, is crazy.
Wow.
So first off, let's talk about shows that are already on the air that you should be watching if you haven't. Now, Slugger, you remember a year ago when I came in and told you guys about The Bear... FX,
and said
this show is amazing. Jeremy Allen White from Shameless, and this whole cast, and takes place in a restaurant in Chicago, and the insanity that ensues, and what a great show this was. And
now
Kevin
that's
was
all
like,
we hear about now. It's everywhere.
Kevin was like, wait, there's food involved? No.
I sort of threw a tantrum. I'll be honest. I threw a tantrum. I don't like food shows where they act like it's life and death and they scream at each other and make each other cry. Make the food or don't.
Food is life and death, though.
That's true.
But I will say that is still getting a lot of heat. Whatever that show is.
Kevin, who doesn't like puns, just gave the best one of the morning or the afternoon, whatever time this is.
Who knows?
But did you end up watching season one of the... You still haven't seen The Bear.
I don't have any interest.
Oh.
I watched the first episode, and I didn't like it because it was all yelling.
I
don't need yelling in my life. But listen, everybody has their own taste.
It's fine. It's fine. Season two is out. And if you haven't seen season two, I could argue it's better than season one of The Bear. It is a fantastic show, nominated for a Comedy Emmy. I don't know how much of a comedy it is, because there is a lot of drama. Yeah. But nonetheless, it's a great show. It's back for season two, so if you haven't watched season two yet, please do. The other show, I think I brought it up last time, but I'm going to evangelize for one more time, is The Other Two on Max, which, Sluggo, I think you watched, right? The Other Two?
No, I don't think so.
It's about the siblings whose younger brother became a superstar, sort of Bieber-like celebrity. They're wannabe actors, and it's sort of just a complete parody of Hollywood. And
nice,
because we live in LA and so many of your listeners are probably in Hollywood, I know they would just love this show, because it just takes on Hollywood, takes on companies like Disney. It's hysterical. The final season is on right now. Sadly, the show's going away, but if you haven't watched it yet, 3 seasons.
Oh, good.
And if you haven't watched it yet, you're in for a treat, because there's a lot. There's probably, you know, 30 episodes for you to then binge. So do go back and watch that. So going ahead to shows that are coming in the coming weeks.
Yes.
I forget, Kevin, were you a big Justified fan? Timothy Oliphant?
I don't think I ever really watched it. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it was a great show in its original run. I mean, Timothy Oliphant as Raylan Givens.
He's great.
It's fantastic. So, show is coming back. It's sort of been rebooted as Justified City Primeval. Now it takes place in Detroit. But it's sort of the same character. You know, he's a detective, you know, with his cowboy hat. And there's a big murder mystery at the center of it. And if you like that sort of whodunit with real character-based, and Timothy Oliphant's just always incredible in whatever he does, that show is returning on July 18. So also coming back, being rebooted, Futurama.
I heard about that it was. Yeah, that's great. That's
fantastic. So that's coming back on July 24 to Hulu. So
nice.
That's something to look forward to. Let's see. There's other shows. Minx. Did you watch season one?
No.
Jake Johnson. Originally, that was on HBO Max. And Jake Johnson played a publisher of a women's Playgirl-like magazine.
Right.
It takes place in the 70s and period piece. But Jake Johnson, I mean, you love him from New Girl.
Him.
He's great in whatever he does. So that was a fun show. It was canceled by HBO Max, picked up by Starz. And so season two is premiering
Thank
on July 21st.
Thank you for pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah, you got to say Starz.
Very
and
important.
And it's Minx with an X at the end. So that's something to look forward to, and that's coming back for season two. Those are immediate shows that are coming back. And then beyond that, yeah, you're right. It's going to be a summer full of game shows, reality shows, the return of the animated Harley Quinn on HBO Max on July 27. That's a show that people like. Twisted Metal, which is another video game that's being adapted to TV, that's actually coming to Peacock. And so if you're sort of into that, it's coming on July 27. So that's something else to keep an eye on.
Okay.
And, you know, those are good omens. It's coming back for another season. Michael Sheen, David Tennant on Amazon Prime. So that's coming back.
Did you watch the last of Staged, the last third season of Staged?
No, I did not.
It was a very interesting follow-up to the whole thing, and kind of put it all together. And it was just interesting to see them go from being in lockdown, which is how the whole, you know, show even with David began, to now, hey, we're out here, life is back to normal. It was a good wrap-up that particular season.
Yeah, there is too much TV.
There's a lot.
Yeah,
I mean,
too
it's
much
about
TV.
To not be, but yeah.
Yeah.
The other show I really want to do a shout-out on, because I've mentioned it before, Reservation Dogs on FX.
Yeah, people love that one.
That is, it's
solid.
It's a comedy, but it tears out your heart. I teared up at the end of season two. Season three, which is sadly the final season. You know, a lot of these shows these days seem to go out after 3 seasons.
Yep.
That's about the length of time that they have. But, you know, lucky that we still had them. So that final season of Reservation Dogs is back on August 2. So keep your eye out for that.
You can catch up on that.
Awesome.
I haven't seen any of it, so I can watch.
I know. I feel really out of the loop,
but
I've been watching a lot of TV.
So it turns out.
What are you watching, Slugger?
What We Do in the Shadows is back this week, which I'm very excited about. I love that show.
Yeah.
And Poker Face was phenomenal.
Poker Face was fantastic.
Went through that really quick. Just watched it again a second round.
Yeah. I'm watching stuff that may have been there for a while, like Silo on Amazon. Is that new?
That is a show that has really been gaining in sort of buzz and interest. And it was a slow burn, partly because it's on Apple TV Plus and takes time for people to find shows on smaller streamers.
Right.
But Silo is really starting to make a name for itself.
And then Secret Invasion is the other one that I'm watching on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. And that came out with a splash as well. So,
I mean, and all these writers that have written and come up with all this stuff deserve some serious compensation. I 100% stand
behind
them.
It does seem like the market has changed about 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so should the payment.
Yeah. Yes. It's chaos out there right now in terms of.
And it's great stuff. I mean, you look at, we were talking about 90s movies just yesterday. They just haven't held up as well as all the new stuff. Is just, I can watch it over and over again right away.
Yeah. It's the highest quality that television arguably has ever been.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So bam! Cough it up.
So hopefully next time I see you guys, maybe there'll be a resolution. Yeah. We can only hope. Fingers crossed. Yeah. Let's get everyone back in those rooms. Yeah. Let's iron out a deal that everyone can be at least semi-happy with. Because as we know with most negotiations, no one's ever completely happy. But hopefully people will be happy enough. We can get back to work and great television will be returning to our screens.
All right, Michael, where can people find you?
Variety.com, where we have all the coverage of everything going on, both with the strikes, but also with the Emmys, which were announced this week as well.
Are there going to be Emmys?
There will be at some point. Again, it's a question of when. Maybe November, maybe January.
First it was COVID, now it's this.
There's always something. Yeah. So we shall see.
Thanks for coming in, Michael. We appreciate
it. Anytime, guys.
Thank you, Scott, for sending me Foot Fondler on the loose in Lake Tahoe area, police say.
Foot Fondler?
Foot Fondler.
Is this Scott, our pal Scott?
Yep.
Oh, hey, dude.
Authorities are warning residents and guests in the Lake Tahoe area to secure their exterior doors.
Okay.
Which seems like it would be a given.
Yeah. I mean, it's so weird to me that in 2023, people don't lock their doors.
Right.
What?
I think in this particular case, it sounds like it was a door with a screen to the outside.
Okay. All right.
Some guy, women staying at the resort in State Line, Nevada, woke up to an intruder in their room fondling their feet.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Huh. Well, I mean, I guess if anything can be seen, any bright spot, at least it was just their feet.
Yeah, I agree.
But dang, dude, come on.
The sheriff's office put out a huge statement saying, sheriff's office responds to prowling incidents, reminds public to secure exterior doors.
I mean, people, I've never really, I don't mind feet, but people love them some
love
feet.
Love or hate.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a friend, actually. She goes bananas. And if you just want to freak her out, you just put your foot in her face for a second. Just like kind of hold it up at her general direction. She loses her mind.
Do you have any, fetishes?
Yes, I do. Are we going to talk about them?
Yeah, let's
Hell
talk.
No.
Strangish. We're not trying to look for the most bizarre, although we'll take those
or
calls.
Or naughty. Yeah, we'll take those calls.
I have a thing for eyes, which I know a lot of people do.
Oh, right, okay.
And also shoulders.
Shoulders. Huh.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
That's very sexy to me.
Huh.
Now, I'm not going to break into a woman's room and fondle her shoulder because you can't act on that stuff.
So people in your neighborhood in Compton don't need to have their exterior doors locked or whatever? Yeah,
no,
good to know.
Not for me, no. But let's take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. I have some of the most common here.
Yes, role please.
Playing.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yes, right. I've never gotten that either because I would just be giggling the whole time. I would like not be able to stay in character.
Objectum kink.
What?
Sounds like a Harry Potter spell.
Turns you into an object.
Sexual relationship with an inanimate object.
Yeah, that is very popular. Weren't we talking about people who married their car or something?
That's it.
Yeah.
Pregnancy fetish.
Yeah, that's also a very common thing. Very common thing.
Exhibitionism, voyeurism.
Sure.
Temperature play.
What?
I don't know.
Huh. I don't understand what that means.
Sexual activity that involves elements of temperature.
Okay. All right. None of this ringing for me.
Foot fetish is what we were talking about now. Nylon fetish.
Yeah.
Breath play. Don't love.
Ew. That sounds awful.
BDSM, of course. Dominant and submersive.
Submersive! Otherwise known as submissive. But I like submersive. Let me hold you underwater for a few seconds, dear. Oh, yeah, that's hot. that's awesome.
They're actually... No, I don't want to say it.
Yeah, say it.
There's actually a fetish for people who are sexually turned on.
Yeah.
This is gross.
You can't leave us hanging. We're all hanging, dude. We're all waiting.
It's gross.
Yeah. Most human sexuality is when you get down to it.
Vomit.
Oh, what? That's
sorry,
can't,
I
that
just
can't
coughed.
Be
I was
right.
just coughing.
That can't be right.
That's all it is.
Boy, whoever that is, if they come in here right now, they might actually be turned on because that makes me a little ill.
Sluggo made me say that, by the way. You all heard it. You all heard it.
I was begging
it.
You not to. I was like, please don't.
955 KLOS, your strangest fantasies.
Or you know people who
fetishes,
wanted
sorry.
You to do whatever because they were into
or they were into
whatever.
It. Yeah, yeah, agreed. 818-955 KLOS.
Remember walking hand in hand with Winnie the Pooh?
What? Oh, that's the keyword.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was confused.
Gotcha.
Yep.
We are talking about strange fetishes. Maybe don't act on them like the guy in Lake Tahoe.
Who decided to break into the hotel and fondle women's feet in their sleep.
Right.
Dude, come on, man.
Don't, let's not do that.
I'm going to wake up with that.
But we are talking about strange fetishes. You have one?
Fetish of mine would be when they have a little bit of extra meat hanging out the taco.
Thank you for saying that.
Man, no worries.
Well worded. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? Got a thing for the fetish one?
Yes.
Long hair.
Oh, yeah?
Long hair. Like down to the ass hair?
My ex actually had hair down to the back of her knees.
Wow.
That has to get in the way.
Yeah, but it felt kind of nice.
All right.
I don't find it like a major turn on, but I love women with really long hair. The longer, the better, I think. It just
looks interesting.
Good. Yeah. I always think it looks really good. Yeah. What a pain in the ass to take care of, though.
Yeah, no kidding.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
I got a little fetish thing, I suppose.
All right, let's hear it.
I like to come out even, and I noticed that first when I was eating my food. You know, a bite of this, a bite of that, a bite of this. When it comes down to the end of the plate, I like to be even.
Oh, you mean so there's not more of, like, the potatoes as opposed to the pork chop?
Yeah, but exactly. I think that's more OCD, unless you're having sex with the pork chop.
Tell us about that. Sex with the pork chop. Go. Thank you for calling, man. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
Strange-ish fetish.
We are finding a lot out about you people. And
yes.
I like it.
Yes, we are.
It's a little concerning, but I like it.
Foot fondler found on the loose in Lake Tahoe area, police say. So we started taking calls about your fetishes. What do you got?
Hi there, weird fetishes.
Yes, please.
What do you got?
Ex-girlfriend used to want to pee in my mouth.
And what did you say to that request?
Nope.
Nope? You're like, hashtag no.
Oh, I was out of there in an instant. Got up, put my pants on, left. Called her up, said, I want to get my stuff out.
Wow, that is a deal breaker.
So how long have you guys been together before she spilled that one on you?
3 hours?
18 months.
Oh, 18 months?
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
She waited 18 months to finally get that out. I was like, okay, I see why.
You just, yeah, that's the problem, you know, when you tell someone, you're like, no, just whatever, go ahead and say it. You
right.
Really know
it's all fine.
You don't know what you're opening yourself up to.
Correct.
I don't blame you, man.
Absolutely.
You made the right choice. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a strange fetish for you.
Yeah.
I knew this guy. I'm not friends with him anymore because it's too weird. But it was this guy obsessed with women and boots.
And what?
In boots.
Oh, boots.
Women in boots.
Like, I get that.
Like cowboy boots. Like he physically could not contain himself and he had to go leave.
I kind of understand that. Yeah. I don't know why. There's just something about it. I don't even, the more, not, they don't have to be like the, you know, dominatrix kind of boots, but just really, I don't know. I get it. I understand. I don't think I have that problem where I have to leave the room, but.
I had a kind of end the friendship there because it got a little weird. So I couldn't take him to a boot barn.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're great. Thank you. We're talking about weird fetishes.
Nuns.
Really? Nuns?
Nuns.
Really?
Yeah.
N-U-N.
It's impossible, but nuns, man.
Well, you know, nothing's impossible. You know, you never know. They might want to give up the vows.
I don't sense that you're going to break their resolve.
No. So you went to a Catholic school, I'm sure, as a kid?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and did you get whacked on the
on the knuckles?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. I was a bad one.
So was that maybe what got it going?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, Dr. Sluggo, what's going on here?
Wow. Hang on, man. This is nun talk.
What's happening?
You got the habit.
Woo! All right, take it easy, dude.
I'm going to hell, that's for sure.
Yeah, all right.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
That's hot. Hey.
Did you get the fetish calls?
The what? Yes, fetish calls, yes.
Okay, cool. I love sweaty armpits. If they're hairy, even better.
Wow, really?
And if he can get, or I guess she could get, their armpit that's hairy positioned over my face in the act, it's over.
Wow, that is
really?
That's something.
How long has that been going on? When's the first time you noticed it?
About 8 years ago. I like this. It smells like a manly working man. And if they had cologne on at some point, and now they're kind of a little like they've been working and they're...
Right.
They're
having some fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Then it's like even more enhanced.
Huh. Wow. You know, there's somebody that likes every single bit.
Absolutely true.
Yeah. Right on. Thank you very much.
I belong to some things online, and there are all kinds
of course.
Fetishes out there.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Right on. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that one.
You're welcome.
Very interesting. Thank you.
Not for me.
818-955-KLOS.
Your strange fetishes.
Super talented. Songs in a row with Kevin and Slugger. So we were talking to this guy on Monday about something, and all of a sudden he said to us...
Oh, I almost forgot. A suggestion for a theme in the future.
Oh, yeah.
If I've not.
Yeah.
Songs that use 12-string guitar.
They use what? 12-string guitar. Oh, that's a good idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Intro to Wish You Were Here, that kind of thing.
So these are very talented musicians. I mean, you can do this. You've got some serious talent.
Yeah, no kidding.
And he suggested this one from Floyd. Happy to start it off with. All right, 12-string guitar. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS.
Or at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter. Right now we're doing Gimme 5 songs with 12-string guitars.
And we got a suggestion for Rush.
From Cynthia in Los Angeles.
Thank you, Cynthia. This is a Gibson B-45 that he's playing here. A 12-string Gibson B-45. And I wish I knew what that meant. I don't know anything about instruments, really. I have no musical talent. But good suggestion, KLOS. We are rocking the 12-string today, man.
Just got all sexy for some reason.
Well, it's Bowie. Bowie just kind of inspires that.
Scott in Long Beach wants to hear Boston More Than a Feeling.
Definitely 12 strings there. You know, I was just reading that it took Tom years to write this. Some people say they write their songs in minutes. It just happens. It took him years to write this one. It's a classic 12-string for you. KLOS. So, you know, remember the original Superman movie, 1978, Christopher Reeve?
Mm-hmm.
When Lois Lane was driving through the desert just before the earthquake hit that swallowed her up?
Right.
She was listening to that song on the radio.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
What
I don't know why.
Memory that is.
I remember songs, and it's so weird. It's all about 12 strings today. We got one more song. Got a few requests for it. We're going to have to play it after these exciting commercial messages, so stick around. 12 strings. Someone suggested on Monday we do songs that played on 12 strings, and we love suggestions. That's a damn good idea.
Marky sent 5 at 5 idea guitarists who play multi-neck guitars.
Oh, nice. So we'll have to do that in
different
the future.
This song is for Madeline and for Blended Emotions.
So we got one more 12-string. And anytime you have a suggestion for a countdown theme, hit us up. We are at Kevin and Sluggo.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, 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 yo.
Remember when we were talking the other day about the 15-foot python?
Oh, yeah, they got loose in Chatsworth, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And they caught him, right?
And had been loose since the 4th of July.
Yeah, that's right.
Basically.
Hanging out, just eating chickens and eating horses.
Eating a rabbit. Here's what I found out. They eat every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks?
Yep. Huh. And he's been gone since the 4th of July.
So he's eaten at least a couple of times.
Maybe. I don't know.
If you're missing your horse.
Right. They did find him. This is an update on that story. They found her. Sorry.
Yeah, Big Mama.
Big Mama has come home.
Big Mama, the 15-foot python, has been found.
It's not like she said 50-foot.
It's 15, I hope not. Yeah, it's
right?
15, yeah.
Our Robert Kovacic is live in Chatsworth with a family. And Robert, I can see you're holding Big Mama, or is she holding you?
She's holding me, Colleen, and you know, if things go awry, I'll miss you.
You know, I mean, they're so vicious to reporters. You're going to go out on the street or whatever, and you got to, well, this time, hold a python.
Yep, he did
what
that.
If it was terrified of pythons.
It was wrapped all around his body.
Oh, my God.
Like down beneath his legs and his slithering. God. At one point, it's went right up over his face.
This is what you're doing for a living.
Yes.
You want to go out there and help the public, but instead you got to be molested by a python.
Right now, down my back, and she's heading somewhere. Well, I'm not quite sure where she's heading. Alex, come on over here. So we are in the front yard of Big Mama's home. Big Mama suddenly disappeared. The Vialtas woke up on Independence Day. She wasn't in her cage. And Alex, where has she been all of this time?
Well, I don't know exactly where where she was, but I'll tell you that my neighbor came knocking on my door around 4:30 or so, or 4 o'clock.
Why do people have to get it exactly right?
I don't know, because it really doesn't matter.
Who
but
cares?
A lot of people really need to figure out that detail.
Right.
I don't know why.
I know.
So yesterday afternoon.
At 4, or maybe 4:30, they came knocking.
And, you know, he just said, I think I found your snake. And she was in between two sheds. As soon as he told me that, I ran over there as quickly as possible and ultimately just picked her up, you know, and she was very calm, and, you know, she called around me just the way she is around you, and I just brought her back home and gave her a quick bath.
Give her a quick bath. You know, wash your snake.
How do you give a 15-foot python a bath?
Well, you know, every day I have to do pretty much that.
Come on, man. You're kidding me.
That was my favorite song on that album when it was new. I kind of shifted over time, but I remember listening to it a bunch of times in New York City when it first came out. Blow Up the Outside World. Love that song.
It is 95.5 KLOS at the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. And people are dumb. Four teenagers ran their van into a weed store after hours and stole the display items.
And tell them exactly what they walked out with and started smoking later that night.
Oregano. Hilarious. The weed store takes their weed and actually locks it up.
Yeah, it's in a safe. There's no way you're going to get to it. But they went home. I bet they thought they got high off it, too.
Thank you to Michael Snyder from Variety for coming in and talking about the strike.
He rules, man. Yeah, anytime, dude. Brother Mike, come down and DJ anytime you want.
Yeah, he also DJed over AC/DC song.
Yeah.
And he was pretty great. So. Yeah. Thank you to him.
Yep.
Tomorrow, we're going to give away tickets to Vegas again.
That's right. We're going out to the Billy Idol contest. We'll play a Billy Idol song here and there. And if you're the right caller when we do, you may well be going to see him in Vegas, which would be bloody cool.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. All right. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have tickets for you right now for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We are shutting it down, taking it over on August 24th. And if you know the keyword and your caller 25 right now, you can join us, 818-955-KLOS.
Minutes ago, Jennifer Noah made herself caller 25. She knew that keyword. We'll give you the one for next hour. So she just won her way in to the California Adventure Park. KLOS Summer Invasion Takeover. So we'll give you another chance to win sometime between now and 5.
And we'll tell you a new keyword coming up.
Winnie the Pooh. I was going to say, do you know who that song was by?
Winnie the Pooh.
That's right.
That's correct.
Winnie the Pooh is your keyword.
That is the keyword for this hour. If you'd like to join us, don't call now. We'll tell you when to call. But for our second annual KLOS Takeover of Disney California Adventure Park.
Sometime between now and 5, we'll tell you to call. And you give us Winnie the Pooh as a keyword and be caller 25. You're going. I was thinking we should do that one thing here. But you know what? There's another call, though. Hello, KLOS.
Hi.
Hey.
Time for Disneyland tickets yet?
Very, 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 very. We were just discussing that. Very, 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 very soon.
Okay.
Slam the phone down and be ready to call back, okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
Okay, call now. 818-955-KLOS. Caller 25. If you know the keyword, you'll be joining us.
Four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park, celebrating 100 years of Disney. Be taking over the park on August 24th. Call now. Good luck. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ray.
Ray?
Ray, you're caller 25.
Oh, my God. That's cool.
Well done. Do you know the keyword for this hour?
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh is correct. Right.
Whoa.
Well done. You got four tickets.
You're the key master.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Nice. Hey, so we're going to see you out at Radiator Springs, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Nice. It is on August 24th.
Winnie the Pooh shirt.
Yeah, do it. That's what got you in.
That's true.
Belly hanging out and all.
Sluggo, what is your favorite ride at Disneyland?
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain?
Yeah.
How great for our contest this hour.
Why is that?
That's the keyword.
Oh, that's the keyword.
Yep.
I'll be damned.
Space Mountain is your keyword for your Disney tickets coming up later this hour.
We'll tell you when to call. Morning music from right here in SoCal. Isn't that awesome?
That is good.
Latest from Dirty Honey from their Can't Find the Brakes album. What a great title for an album that is. That is Won't Take Me Alive, Dirty Honey on KLOS.
It's time for our second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. You get four tickets to join us on August 24th when we close down the park from 9 to midnight, and you get to enjoy it. We're going to take caller 25-818-955-KLOS and give us the keyword, and you will win the tickets. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Terry.
What's up, Terry?
Terry, you're caller 25.
All right, right on.
You got your halfway there.
Yeah.
We just need the keyword for this hour.
Yeah, so like if you're going to get on a ride at Disneyland, what would it be?
How about Space Mountain?
Woo! Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It's on August 24th. You have three more people you could bring?
Oh, I sure do. No problem.
Excellent. We'll see you out there.
Okay, great. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
We're going to play poker on Saturday.
Yeah, that's this Saturday.
KLOS is the reigning combat poker champ, and we want you on our team this year. I am the captain. I don't know how that was voted on.
My captain.
That all goes down this Saturday at Commerce Casino and Hotel. You can register now by going to 95.5KLOS.com/poker, and you could win your share of $10,000.
Damn. That's this coming Saturday already.
Yep,
seems
correct.
Like it was a long ways off. Are you ready? Have you been, whatever you do?
I've been studying up. Yep.
All right, where do they go to register?
95.5KLOS.com/poker.
If you're planning on taking an Uber anytime soon, I hope it's Cody's. He says he's always listening to KLOS. We love to hear if you're listening at work. And thank you, Cody, for Ubering around with us. Rolling Stones were opening for the Hollies on this day in rock in 1963. It was their first show outside of London. It was in Yorkshire. Beatles released A Hard Day's Night on this day in rock, 1964. Black Sabbath played their first ever live show on this day in rock in 1968. Little Tiny Blues Club in Birmingham.